Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Smales reporting. Mary Ellen Given has been named the new executive director of the Roscoe Village Foundation. She will assume her duties October 8th, replacing Rob Berglinger, who left earlier this year.
I was born and raised in Coshocton and both worked at the village and also have just seen the addition that that gem makes to our community. And I'm really excited to go back there and to just work in, you know, in an environment that I've really come to value. We have such a strong historical base in this community, and I think that Roscoe Village is such a huge part of that.
Given says in her new role, she plans to place a strong emphasis on education for all ages.
Really just overseeing the elements that the Roscoe Village Foundation maintains. A lot of the buildings that are owned by the foundation, and really most importantly, the educational component, educating school children, adults, and really just introducing people to the history of the region. So that's a very important part of the village. That's the mission of the village, and something that I'm excited to actively pursue.
In filling the role of executive director of the Roscoe Village Foundation, Given will be vacating her position with Coshocton Regional Medical Center.
I've really, really enjoyed my time at the hospital. In a tremendous position right now. There are some exciting things happening. Leave very, very good friends here and a very active part of our community. So I'll be moving on to the village here shortly, and we'll always be keeping track of what's going on with the hospital because they hold a special place in my heart.
Next up for Roscoe Village is the Apple Butter Stirrin' Festival, which will take place October 19th, 20th, and 21st. Some overnight closures are planned for State Route 16 tonight and tomorrow here at Coshocton while the contractor undertakes work for the 16-541 interchange. ODOT says those closures will be intermittent, about 15 minutes in length. They're planned from 9 o'clock this evening until 5 tomorrow morning on State Route 16 westbound between U.S. 36 and the 541 interchange, and then on Friday along State Route 16 eastbound between Spittler Drive and the 541 interchange, again from 9 o'clock Friday evening till 5 o'clock in the morning. The Sheriff's Office reports two complaints. Terry L. Miller was arrested and charged with aggravated disorderly conduct by intoxication, and a Coshocton woman reported a possible violation of a protection order in the 700 block of Elm Street. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal crash in Muskingum County. Sergeant Jeffrey Giles says 61-year-old Kathy Burleson of Westerville went off the right side of State Route 146, striking a ditch and a driveway entrance. The Dodge Dart then went airborne and landed onto its top. Burleson was pronounced dead at the scene. An autopsy has been requested. The incident remains under investigation. Enrollment at Ohio State University at Newark has reached an all-time high with 2,882 students enrolled for autumn semester. The increase marks the fifth consecutive year of rising enrollment. New to Ohio State Newark students this coming spring, the Buckeye Opportunity Program will support students from Ohio who qualify for a federal Pell Grant. Each recipient receives enough student financial aid to cover the full cost of undergraduate tuition and any mandatory fees. Beginning this semester, all first-year students are given access to Apple technology, including an iPad Pro, keyboard, case, pencil, AppleCare Plus, and a suite of applications. And this past summer, Ohio State Newark and The Works, the Ohio Center for History, Art, and Technology, opened a $1.4 million SciDome planetarium at The Works campus in downtown Newark. Programming provides internship opportunities for Ohio State students and technology for projecting state-of-the-art visual learning tools for anatomy, physiology, biology, earth sciences, physics, and astronomy. A report from Ohio's auditor says his office's performance audits identified more than $138 million in potential savings for dozens of school districts since 2011, often for districts struggling financially. The report released yesterday does not specify whether districts actually chose to follow the audit recommendations or save that much money. Auditor Dave Yost's office says it's highlighting benefits of performance audits after financial forecasts indicated nearly one-fourth of Ohio's 612 districts are projected to end the 2022 fiscal year with deficits. And finally, this morning, Hurricane Florence is still wearing out the Carolinas, where residents have endured an agonizing week of winds, torrential rain, widespread flooding, power outages, and death. Frustration and sheer exhaustion are building as thousands of people wait to go home 7 days after the storm began battering the coast. Florence is blamed for at least 37 deaths overall, including those of two women who drowned when a sheriff's van taking them to a mental health facility was swept off a road. President Donald Trump visited North and South Carolina Wednesday, saying the government will be there to help. But evacuee and college student Evan Jones says he's just ready for it all to be over. In his words, quote, "I'm trying to get it all out of my head," unquote. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales reporting.
It is 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning to you. It is time for the Communication Lines program, and I am Mike Bechtel here with you till 11 o'clock this morning. We're going to have some open phone lines towards the end of our program today. A lot of directions that that we could go. There's going to be a cannabis museum in Las Vegas, so we can talk about that, for example. A lot of other things going on in the world today, certainly in the world of sports that we can talk about. The Browns in action tonight, still looking for that first win in ages. So those are all just suggestions. We are going to talk about recycling and litter prevention our first hour. Our guest is Tammy Rogers from Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention. A lot of things to talk about this morning. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
And now, are you the entire office? Is there anybody else in the office?
Not in the office, no. It's just myself, and I kind of run the program, so to speak. So any of the education, and that's a good segue into if, you know, you have a civic group or you're a teacher and you want to get a speaker in, you have a 4-H club and you want to do something like that, I'm always available to come and do an educational program. I've talked to a lot of different groups, Rotary, Kiwanis, Granges, like to get in with some 4-H groups, hint, hint, nudge, nudge. That's one of my primary goals. The other thing is the paperwork, the ins and outs, the budget.
That's not as much fun, is it?
It's not, but yet it kind of satisfies. I have a little bit of an OCD tendency where I like things in order, so that does satisfy my that part of it. My most favorite part, but you know, a necessary part of the program. Then we have Tim Beck, and he is full-time, and he is my Packer truck driver guy, and pulls the trailer, the roll-off trailers and so forth, and keeps all of that running smoothly. He does a great job. And then we have Mike Carroll. He is part-time, and he collects recycling from county offices, and he also goes out into the county and actually helps clean up litter. When we have illegal dump sites and so forth, he can get some trustees out from the jail from time to time, and help clean up those areas. But he's basically, you know, when he's not doing recycling things at county offices, he's out in the county looking for, unfortunately, litter. So that's one thing, you know, I can't stress enough. Please don't dump your litter. You know, you wouldn't think you would have to tell people that, but maybe just encourage them to find other means of getting rid of things they don't want anymore.
Well, one thing, and a trend, and this goes way back, but I get calls on a regular basis on the talk show, every couple of months, it would seem, about recycling, and then I call you, and we have a 10-minute chat, but that tells me that people in our area in general are interested and about recycling and want to do the right thing.
They really are, and you know, I've got a few numbers I can share. People do, by and large, what we see in the county, people are doing a great job of recycling. You know, there's always some odds and ends of things. You know, I think people don't, you know, they think if it's made of plastic, say your kids' toys, plastic toys. Well, it's made of plastic, it might be recyclable. You know, give me a call. We can work through that. Most of those, unfortunately, are not.
Those little Tykes things, that kind of stuff.
That's the ins and outs of things that aren't recyclable. But for the most part, we have noticed that, and as you may know, we kind of switched over starting about mid-July. By the beginning of August, we had all the new bins in place for the recycling drop-off locations, which are, I feel like, and I've heard from several people, it's a lot easier for people to drop off their recycling. You didn't have to shove stuff in a little tiny hole to get it into the recycling bin. You just lift the top. It's just like a dumpster, and they can place everything in there. It doesn't have to be separated. And that the numbers are showing that people are they like that. There, it's increased. But the other flip of that, which we were concerned, maybe people would start dumping trash. So far, we have not seen that. I don't want to see that. So hopefully people understand, you know, these are not trash dumpsters. This is strictly for recycling. When trash is dumped into recycling, that can contaminate everything and basically make it all trash.
So does that happen on occasion?
Definitely can. Yeah. So we have, you know, and recycling isn't hard. It's pretty easy to do if you just keep in mind one simple thing. Keep it clean. So if anything's got food on it, waste, that kind of thing, just throw that away instead of recycling it.
I had somebody say to me just the other day, so we'll repeat it here, about pizza boxes with grease on it.
Absolutely.
Can't recycle them.
Not recyclable. Nope. And that is because of the recycling process. That grease does not break down when they're doing the you know, they shred up all that paper. It goes into hot water to make pulp, to remake new paper or new cardboard or paperboard or whatever. That grease doesn't just dissipate or go away. Hot water and grease, we all know, it spreads throughout. So pizza boxes, donut boxes or pastries, anything that has grease or food residue, it's better to actually just go ahead and dispose of that in the trash rather than to try and recycle it. And part of that is people want to recycle. So that I call that wishful recycling. But just keep in mind, keep it clean. And I think we can apply that to a lot of things in our lives. but keep it clean. And if it's, you know, if you don't feel like scraping out the half a jar of mayonnaise, then that needs to go into the trash, not the recycling.
Now, you mentioned the recycling bins and the pickup. And with the packer truck, that's made it more efficient on your end as well.
Unbelievable. You know, again, they used to be trailers or roll-offs, and they had to be pulled individually. So, for example, at West Lafayette, they had two trailers there. Tim would have to pull that trailer to Dover to the recycling facility, it's called a MRF, Materials Recovery Facility. He would pull it, they weigh it, he takes it, he dumps it. He has to hand dump it. There are big bins in there, so he has to physically dump those bins and then take it back to Coshocton, to West Lafayette, and then take the next one up. Unfortunately, time, there's not enough hours in the day. So he might only be able to do 2 to 4 pulls per day. With the packer truck, it's just like a dumpster. He pulls up, he backs up, he dumps the dumpster, he can dump all the dump, you know, right now West Lafayette actually has 3 dumpsters now, 3 bins. One is cardboard only. The other 2 are mixed. He dumps those. He can move on, go to Plainfield, Bakersville. He can do almost all, you know, he usually only has to go up to that facility one time a week now instead of every single day of the week, which saves on gas, saves on wear and tear of equipment, saves on people getting, you know, when the recycling bin is full, when they drive up and they've got their recyclables and they want to drop them off, but they can't get it in because it's too full. It causes people to get anxious or irritated. So it makes people a little less, they don't want to, you know, or it's an inconvenience. We don't want it to be an inconvenience. I have found, I kind of ran some numbers. July's totals for recycling were 31,820 pounds of recycling. So then in August, it increased to 45,440 pounds, which is about almost 7 tons increase in 1 month. And I attribute that not only to, you know, kids are going back to school, and so some of those school trailers were getting filled up through the summer and so forth, but also more people were able to drop things off more frequently because it was getting dumped, it wasn't full, and instead of maybe just driving back home and saying, well, forget it, or, you know, and throwing that stuff away, they went ahead and they were able to recycle it. So I'm very pleased. You know, of course, I'm there again. That's the part I like, is the crunchy numbers and looking at that data, to see if this is an ongoing trend. But I feel like it is. I feel like, people want to recycle and they want to do a good job, and, we're going to continue to help provide that service for them.
Okay. And just lost my train of thought and am talking about the recycle bins, and will the increase necessitate or allow for any more adding bins in the future?
That's a great question. Right now, and I'll go ahead and backtrack. Coshocton is part of a 4-county solid waste district. So it's the CFLP, Coshocton, Fairfield, Licking, and Perry. It's kind of a weird way that we're all connected. We're kind of, Coshocton is kind of out there by itself, and everybody else, I mean, we're kind of connected to Licking, but we're, you know, each county has its differences. That's how we're completely funded. So, I'm grateful the county commissioners provide me with an office space, with internet, with phone, so that I can communicate with people. But the CFLP actually provides salaries for myself and Tim and Mike, the benefits, and also all of our equipment that we need. So I have to write a budget every year, and, you know, signage, all that stuff. Not the most fun part, by the way, but necessary. So that's all funded. It's not, I won't say county dollars don't help fund me, because if you get trash service, if you have trash service of any type, part of the fees to dispose of trash go into our solid waste district, which helps fund our program. So even if we're not levy funded, we're not a county agency per se, we're still getting money through
indirectly.
Yeah. Right. So that's kind of nice. We have right now 12 drop-off locations throughout the county. We probably will not add any more outlying county spaces. Probably, I say that. CFLP, at this point, they have, based on our population, how many drop-off places we should have, and we have exceeded that. We're over 100% of where we need to be, which is a good thing. That means that most people have one pretty close by. We live in a very rural county, and some places are more rural than others. But I feel like we do a pretty good job of distributing those areas so that people can get to them. You know, worst case scenario, normally people come into the city of Coshocton at some point, and we've got two very close to the city of Coshocton, one in Canal Lewisville and one just off of Cedar Street down in the Pleasant Valley area. We did, however, add a roll-off container to Conesville Elementary recently. So that is a place where we could grow a little bit is with schools and school districts. We have at Warsaw Elementary, and we have one at Riverview Junior High and High School, and now at Conesville, and the Career Center also has a drop-off station. And those are available to the public as well. If the public can get to them, you know, you're welcome to use those facilities as well if you find that yours is full. But we haven't been finding that, luckily, with the drop-offs.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, very good. If you have any recycling or questions about litter, you can give us a call at 740-622-1560. Our guest is Tammy Rogers from Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention. Tammy will be with us until 10 o'clock this morning, and we'll be back right after these words.
In 1994, we turned a hobby into a business. That business is Valley ATV, Polaris, and Canium. What began in a small barn next to our home has grown into a two-story showroom. Hi, it's Mary Lou here, and even though the size of our business has changed, we still love what we do, and you can still count on the same great sales and service that is the core of our business for over 23 years. I invite you to come and see us here at family-owned and operated Valley ATV, the dealer where you can test drive in the dirt before you buy. Valley ATV, Polaris, and Canium on Jellaway Road in Danville, or online at valleyatv.com.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by the DOC Drive-Thru.
Country roads can be beautiful during the fall, but always be on the lookout for farm vehicles. Farmers must transport grain and other harvest equipment to and from fields. Sometimes it's slow going, which can be frustrating to both farmers and motorists who share the roads. The National Safety Council would like to remind you to use understanding when you come upon farm vehicles. Slow down, be ready to react, and wait until it is safe to pass.
At Best Heating and Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call them to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on brand new Lennox home comfort systems, up to $1,600 in rebates or up to 60 months interest-free financing. Get comfortable. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 today. It's just another way they make you feel better. License number 30482.
The leaves are starting to fall, and you feel the cool breeze, and you are reminded that it's football season again. Show your support for the Buckeyes at G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers with our exclusive Black O. Choose from a large selection of sparkling styles in pendants, earrings, bracelets, and watches. We have the largest selection of Buckeye jewelry you'll find anywhere. Show your Buckeye colors with your very own Black O, exclusively at G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers in historic Roscoe Village. Wouldn't you rather say it came from G.A. Fisher?
At Century National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. That's why we're happy to introduce our new Priority Series of accounts. Four choices, one is perfect for you. Not because we say so, but because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Century National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC. CenturyNationalBank.com.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. With 4 to 5 million concussions reported annually in the U.S., we now offer impact testing for baseline and post-concussion. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100 or stop in at 112 Chestnut Street.
Ladies, get your shopping fix this Thursday, September 20th at the all-day Ladies Shopping Night Out in historic Roscoe Village. Throughout the day until 7 p.m., enjoy specials and sidewalk sales at many of the shops, including Roscoe Village Sweets and Treats, Abigail Birch & Company Ladies Boutique, the Roscoe General Store, and Medbury Marketplace. Plus, indulge in free refreshments for shoppers in many of the stores from 5 to 7 p.m. This is a perfect time to check out the new fall items and have a fun evening out with friends in historic Roscoe Village. We look forward to seeing you this Thursday, September 20th.
The best carryout deal in town is here. Now at Domino's, you can order any large three-topping pizza for just $7.99 any day of the week. That's right, only $7.99 for a large three-topping carryout pizza. With no limit, it's the perfect excuse for an office party or an easy way to feed your entire family. Give us a call today in Coshocton at 622-9345 or in Newcomerstown at 498-4131 and get your large three-topping carryout pizza for only $7.99.
What can you, as an older adult, gain by becoming a home health care provider? How about a deep sense of fulfillment and job satisfaction? How about knowing your life experience and compassion are making a difference in the lives of others? While other jobs may offer some comparable benefits, not many offer home health's advantages of flexible schedules, career growth, and the opportunity to do meaningful work that changes lives, families, and communities. If you are an active senior looking to make a difference, Interim Healthcare would like to speak with you. No experience? No problem. Free training is provided. Call Interim Healthcare today at 740-623-2949 or visit us online at interimhealthcare.com.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Precision Truck Solutions.
Has your power takeoff driven equipment ever broken down? Many farm workers can answer yes. Unfortunately, many also admit they've been too close to an operating PTO. This could cause their clothes to wrap around the shaft. A few lucky victims had their garments torn away. Others suffer serious injury and even death. Turn off the PTO when inspecting a problem. The PTO shaft operates at speeds of 540 to 1,000 RPMs, so you may not have a second chance to do the job safely.
Are you over the age of 40 and have not yet had a yearly eye exam? Then you may be at risk for developing glaucoma or other eye disorders. Most of these diseases have no symptoms. That is why Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin Ellis recommend yearly eye exams. They have the latest equipment to help them diagnose and treat glaucoma, macular degeneration, cataracts, and other complications related to the eye. Call 622-2270 to set up an appointment today.
Partly cloudy today with high temperatures in the mid-80s. For tonight, mainly clear, warm, with lows in the upper 60s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Unseasonably warm, humid, with highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow, it is currently 66 degrees in downtown Coshocton, and we are back once again with Tammy Rogers from Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention. One of these mornings we're going to wake up and it's 25 degrees outside.
No, don't say that. That's terrible.
We've got summer hanging on here for a few more days. And well, Tammy, we do have some phone calls,
okay.
So let's get to the phones now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm wondering how to dispose of flashlight batteries and ink cartridges from printers.
Okay, those are excellent questions. The flashlight batteries, you're talking not the like C's or D's, you're talking about the great big ones?
No, I was actually talking about the C's and D's.
Oh, okay. We have 5 different locations within Coshocton County. If you are near Warsaw Post Office or the Coshocton Post Office, those both have boxes. Also the West Lafayette Post Office. And if those aren't available or you tend to go to the library more frequently, both the West Lafayette and the Coshocton libraries both have battery boxes. They're kind of a green and white, smaller size box, about a foot by foot. And there you just drop them right in there.
Okay. How about the ink cartridges?
The ink cartridges, I know that the elementary schools and Riverview School District, they usually take the inkjet cartridges. And also check with Coshocton High School. They had a program where they were doing that too.
Okay. Thank you very
much. Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. And before we take our next call along those lines is recycling or batteries and ink and other things, is that just a good idea or is it the law? Are there things that you cannot throw in the trash?
With the ink, it's not that it's the law. It's better practice not to. The batteries, definitely, I'm not aware of any laws against throwing batteries away. But the problem is, as you well guess, those things have, some heavy metals and some toxic things in them that if they are taken to the landfill over time, the outside of the batteries are going to start to corrode and leak and so forth. And that goes into our soil and potentially our water and that kind of thing. So I always encourage people to go ahead and collect those. I know that Jim here in the station just showed me he's got coffee can that's, half to three quarters full of some AA's and different batteries. And he asked me if I delivered, if I would take those. So yes, of course I'm going to, you know, do that. I don't normally come, you know, I'm not going to come to everybody's house and pick up their batteries, but you know, in this case, but we do have, you know, like I said, five different, locations throughout Coshocton. So collect those batteries. Who doesn't have an assortment of things that run on batteries? Everybody's got at least two remote controls, it seems. You know, there's all the odds and ends, toys and everything else. My bathroom scale runs on the little button batteries. Those are recyclable too in the same place. Old cell phone batteries, laptop batteries. Any of those things can be dropped off there at those locations. Again, they are at the Coshocton and West Lafayette libraries, and then the post offices in Warsaw, West Lafayette, and Coshocton.
And again, that's any battery, even the lithium ion?
Yep, absolutely. Okay, now, the lithium ions and the button batteries, if you could just put a piece of clear tape over the terminal, that's helpful. Yeah, I mean, it isn't mandatory. Again, we're not gonna, you know, we don't have any authority to hunt you down and cite you for anything. But sometimes if there's any kind of juice left in those lithium, they can heat up. So if you could just, you know, put a little piece of tape over them, that's helpful. Otherwise, when I go around and collect those boxes, again, not the most glamorous part of my job. But I go through those battery boxes and make sure that the terminals on those are taped up appropriately before I send them. It's a place down actually in Lancaster that takes them and breaks everything down and takes what they can and disposes responsibly what they cannot.
Well, and just one more quick question.
Yep.
Along those lines, what are some other things that it would be best not to throw in that are particularly hazardous if they go to a landfill? The Curly Q light bulbs?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Or the, you know, any of the CFL, either the tube type or the Curly Q. And actually the county health department, which is located in the county services building, will accept those and get those where they need to be recycled. And just along that line, I do have a Coshocton County Recycling Resource Guide that kind of has all of those little odds and ends that you think, oh, what am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with motor oil? You know, rechargeable batteries. Usually the fire departments will take the rechargeable batteries. A lot of used building materials, say, you know, you've got a new shed or you did a new roof or something like that, and you've got some building materials that are still in pretty good shape and they're not all scraps. Check out the Habitat for Humanity's Restore. Give them a call and see if they have any need for that. And they will normally take paint as well. So there are a lot of options. They're not always convenient. It's not that people will come to your home and take this stuff away for you. You might have to have a little legwork, a little sweat equity in it yourself. But there are a lot of options out there for getting this stuff taken care of in a good way so it can be reused.
Tammy, we have three callers waiting, and I need to get to a break here. So we'll take a quick break and take caller number one right after this.
It's Shelby from your local Pizza Hut. Just a friendly reminder that we have our buffet featuring pizza, pasta, cheese sticks, salad bar, dessert, and a drink. You can come see us at 700 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Again, our buffet featuring pizza, pasta, cheese sticks, salad bar, dessert, and a drink is available Monday through Friday, 11:30 to 1:30, Wednesday and Friday evenings, 5 to 8, and also on Sundays, 12 to 2. We hope to see you all soon.
Noah and Michelle here for Dean's Jewelry. You know that old cozy flannel shirt that your granddad gave you? Yeah, the one that's back in style.
It seems what goes around comes around. Well, the same can be said for jewelry. The styles of the roaring 20s, 40s, 50s, and hippie year 60s are being seen on fingers, necks, and wrists everywhere.
So where do you find the best selection of vintage and estate jewelry? At Dean's Jewelry. While we always have a great selection of estate pieces, for 2 days only we'll have a special massive inventory September 25th and 26th in Mount Vernon and the 27th and 28th in Coshocton.
This particular collection has some very rare and beautiful previously loved pieces that you just won't see every day. If you have vintage jewelry or something you don't wear anymore, bring it in and see what it may be worth. Trade it in towards something new.
See an expanded selection at Dean's Jewelry's estate event September 25th and 26th in Mount Vernon and the 27th and 28th in Coshocton.
Hi, this is Lenny Fowler. If your barber has reduced hours or is no longer in business, I'd like to invite you to Lenny's Barbershop, where we specialize in traditional barbershop services, like men and boys haircuts in the latest styles, hot lather shaves, and straight razors around the neck, and a clean, modern, and family-friendly atmosphere. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are also welcome. Young or old, old friends or new, all are welcome at Lenny's Barbershop, located on South 2nd Street behind the bowling alley. Call us at 740-622-4947.
Compassion, dignity, respect. Interim Healthcare Hospice offers quality care because making the decision to call hospice is never easy. And you should have a choice when it comes to end-of-life care for you or your loved one. We offer personalized support for patients and families along the journey. The team of caring professionals at Interim Healthcare Hospice looks forward to working with you to meet your needs. Contact Interim Healthcare Hospice at 740-623-2331 or interimhealthcare.com. When it matters most, count on us.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Gerber Feed Sack.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Deck...
Kids may love to explore from pillar to post, but climbing can be a dangerous activity, especially around equipment to buildings. Remind children not to play around equipment. A curious child may find equipment left in gear with the keys in ignition. Also warn young adventurers about the risk of climbing a silo. The National Safety Council reminds you that kids can play safely in designated areas on farm without climbing into trouble.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again, and no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet, but he has got some great deals on new carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, mainly clear, warm with lows in the upper 60s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then a partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, unseasonably warm, humid, with highs in the mid-80s, chance of rain, 50%. It is currently 67 degrees in Coshocton. And we are back once again with Tammy Rogers, Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention. Let's take another phone call. Thank you for waiting. You're on the air.
Yes, I was just wondering about plastic lids and caps. Like some milk jugs have a recycle number and then others don't. Should you put it in your recycling if it doesn't have a number and it's the plastic lids?
That is a fantastic question. Yeah, it used to be that they said, no, you know, take the lids, take the caps off, don't put those in. And the reversal is true. Recycling is a really interesting entity. It changes all the time as technology gets a little bit better. So to answer your question, you can throw those lids into the recycling. There again, if it's got any kind of food residue, if you could just give that a rinse before you throw it into the recycling bin, that's fine. And for water bottles or, you know, soda bottles, things like that, those lids can be kept right on the bottle and you can recycle lid and bottle both.
Okay, and like drink, if you get fast food or something, the lid, some of them have a number in it, some don't. So.
Yeah. Now on fast food lids, you know, most of the time, those are not recyclable. Plastics particularly, you know, paper, we all, you know, kind of know what paper is and glass and all that stuff. Plastics are so many different types of plastics that for things like plastic lids, plastic straws, silver, you know, plastic silverware, those things usually are not recyclable at all.
Okay.
Yep, those can go right into the trash, unfortunately. I always tell people just, you know, if you can, try to avoid using them.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Thank you for your call, and it was a good question. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. I hope I'm not way off course on this, but I know a lot of people have this problem, too. But what about the gallon paint cans that has paint in them?
That's a great question. That's one I get quite a bit. You know, most paint does not have any lead in it, not since I believe the late 60s, early 70s. So that's not a problem with it being toxic. If you've got, you know, a pretty full can, half or more, I would contact Habitat for Humanity's Restore, and sometimes they will accept that. If not, what is acceptable to do is just place it in your regular trash once it's dried out. So if you can put something absorbent in there like sawdust or kitty litter, or just leave the lid off for as long as possible to let that dry up naturally, then that can go right into the trash.
Okay, most of these are full cans was left in the garage.
Okay.
And, I didn't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
They stuck full about 4 inches of oil on top. So I didn't know what to do with them, and I've got so many of them.
Yeah, I would check with the Restore, Habitat for Humanity's Restore. They may be able to use that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, I'll do that.
Great.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your call, and let's take another break. We'll be back right after these words.
Today's healthcare choices seem endless. At Trinity, we help you every step of the way. Our intimate environment provides you with almost everything big hospitals offer, but with less hassles. If you have a need, we have a solution. We offer emergency care, heart and lung services, lab and blood draw services, sleep medicine, routine medical care, mammography, wound care, and much more. Learn more about Trinity Hospital Twin City at trinitytwincity.org or call us at 740-922-2800.
Do you know of someone in need of a lift chair, or do you need one yourself? Wilson Carpet and Furniture has lift chairs by Best Home Furnishings, made in Ferdinand, Indiana. We have lift chairs with massage and heat, big man lift chairs, and a lift chair called the Body Rest that lays back extra far for sleeping. You can find the style that suits you and recline and lift with comfort and durability. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
Hey, Candace, how's life as a pastry chef?
Oh, I'm swimming in chocolate souffles.
Mmm. So, what's your plan for retirement? What's your recipe for that?
Retirement? Oh, that's years away.
Ah, but the more you save early on, the better off you can be. Just talk with an Allstate agent and get expert guidance, whether you're starting from scratch or not.
Oh, that's another batch. Grab a spoon.
It's good to be in good hands.
Get to work on your retirement. Talk to Coshocton Allstate agent, Taylor Insurance and Financial today for a complimentary financial plan.
This is the meat man, Gary Collins from Collins Meat and Food Market. If where you've been getting your meat cut is no longer available, call 622-4625. I've been cutting meat for 45 years, and you can rely on us for all your favorites like chop sirloin patties, fresh cut steaks, heat and eat prime rib, or any one of my 19 economy meat bundles. This is still the most economical way to buy meat. Tell us you heard this on the radio, and you will get free freezer wrap on any one of my 19 economy meat bundles. Specials this week are deli white turkey breast, $2.99 a pound, deli Colby cheese, $3.59 a pound, deli Eckrich honey ham for $4.99 a pound, deli jumbo bologna for $2.59 a pound, deli cooked ham for only $2.69 a pound, New York strip steaks, $8.99 a pound, Black Forest fillets, $9.75 each. Come in and see us at Collins Meat and Food Market, where you always get personal friendly service. Enjoy the weekend, and remember, keep smiling.
Gary gladly accepts the Ohio Direction Card and delivers free within the city limits. This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Real McCoy Barbecue.
Farm and ranch workers become victims of minor to serious injuries every day. It is important that family members and workers be properly trained in first aid and other emergency response techniques. First aid classes are available around the country to prepare you for a variety of emergency situations. For more information, call the National Safety Council at 1-800-621-7619.
This is Peggy from Peggy's Who Steak and Ribs in Newcastle. I would like to personally invite you to make the drive to my restaurant. Also, on Friday and Saturday, order any steak and rib dinner, and you will get a free trip to the soup and salad bar. At Peggy's Who Steak and Ribs, you will find a friendly, home-like atmosphere. And everyone knows you will find the best homemade pies, bar none. I hope to see you soon at Peggy Sue's Steak and Ribs in Newcastle.
Peggy Sue's is open Monday and Tuesday, 7:30 a.m. until 3,
Wednesday and Thursday from 7:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 7:30 a.m. until 8 p.m., and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Get the local weather forecast by calling Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and we've got the selection, the financing, and the service at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
It is 9:45, and let's go ahead and take another phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have a question for Tammy. I like to use flush the antifreeze in my vehicle myself. Way cheaper. What do I do with that? And also, I want to tell that lady, since I'm a painter, what I do with paint is I stir it well and then spread it out on cardboard, put it in the driveway, put it in the garage floor, wherever it can stay dry for several days. You can, you know, you can pull it back and in and out. And that's the fastest and easiest way to do it, because if you just leave a paint can uncovered, it could take an enormous amount of time. Basically, it's just going to skim over, and then the, underneath that is still going to be liquid. So it's really, unless you only have an inch or two in the bottom, I don't see that as being very feasible. So I just would like to know what Tammy can tell me about antifreeze.
Well, antifreeze, if you contact Mission Auto Connection out on 36, they can take your used antifreeze.
Okay, that's wonderful.
And that is a great tip about the paint too. Yeah, if you've just got a little bit, yeah, if you've got a piece of cardboard, you can put that on. That actually is a much better, you know, way of drying that up a lot quickly. So thank you for that tip.
You betcha. Yep.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you for your call and a lot of good questions today. Let's take another call. Hi, you're in the air.
Well, how about oxygen tubing? I've listened to your past shows, and you said not to put hoses or tubing in the recycling bins. And I checked with my oxygen supplier, and they checked with people who supply the tubing, and they do not recycle that.
Okay. And that one is, that's a very good question. What I'm going to do and is, if you can give me a call later on, either today or tomorrow, I will go back to the office and start investigating that. Sometimes, you know, it has happened that I have come across a place that will, you know, if you send them your information, they'll send a box with the postage on it, and you can load that up and send it back to them to be recycled. There are some programs out there for that kind of thing. I'm not familiar with one for oxygen tubing, but I'm interested in that, because you can't be the only person out there that's got that same issue. So let me do some checking, and if you want to get back with me in a day or so, hopefully I'll have an answer for you. My number at the office, if you're ready. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. It is 740-575-4813.
4813.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. And you do have a website. Now, our last caller, I know he doesn't have a computer, but you do have a website that does have a lot of information on it.
Absolutely. It is CoshoctonCounty.net/recycle. Or if you just want to use, you know, the good old-fashioned search engine and just type in Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention. If you just type in Coshocton County Recycling, that's an actual business, so you might not get to me right away. But, yes, we have a lot of good information on there. The tax map office for the county, TJ Hootman, give him a little shout-out, put together an interactive map that's on there. So if you've got something, you can, you know, click, this is what I want to recycle, and then it will show you on the county map where you can take it in the county to recycle it. So that's a pretty cool feature that we have available now on the website. But there again, it's got all these odds and ends, antifreeze, oil, motor oil, tires, how to get a hold of the local scrap yards and recycling centers here in Coshocton. And then, of course, if you don't find what you're looking for, you're always welcome to give me a call or even email me.
Okay. That is Tammy Rogers from Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention. Need to take one more break, and we'll be back with Tammy once again right after this.
Recently, my friend John told me about the design 3D tool at wickbuildings.com. I was able to choose the type of building I wanted to design and customize it just the way I wanted. And trust me, I'm no designer. But the Design 3D tool is so easy to use. Got a building in mind? Try the Design 3D tool at wickbuildings.com today.
Visit us at the Ohio Farm Science Review in London, September 18th through the 20th, and see the outstanding quality and value that comes with every Wick building.
Hi, this is Jeff Drennan from the Jeff Drennan Dealerships, and it's time to talk about the power of three. What is the power of three? It's three dealerships, three times the selection, three times the service, and three times the people, and always the best deal. The power of three gives you nine all-American made brands from GM, Chrysler, and Ford. Simply put, the power of three means you are covered. Look no further than the Jeff Drennan Dealerships and the power of three for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us today at jeffdrennan.com.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. If you are considering selling your property, simply give me a call. If you have questions about the whole marketing process, simply give me a call. If you would like a fair market appraisal of your property, simply give me a call. Remember, there is no substitute for a good, experienced, professional real estate agent. Just give me a call. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. Remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Real McCoy Barbecue.
Country roads can be beautiful during the fall, but always be on the lookout for farm vehicles. Farmers must transport grain and other harvest equipment to and from fields. Sometimes it is slow going, which can be frustrating to farmers and motorists who share the roads. The National Safety Council would like to remind you to use understanding when you come upon farm vehicles. Slow down, be ready to react, and wait until it is safe to pass.
8 minutes until the top of the hour. We're going to spend that 8 minutes with Tammy Rogers from Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention. Got a lot of good phone calls this morning and great questions. Now I forget what else we were going to talk about today.
We can discuss, the fair is coming up. For those of you that are our fair frequenters, you know that there is a little green building right outside of the Ag Hall I will be housed in for the week of fair. I won't be there then, every morning at 7 o'clock or anything like that. We will have hours posted, but I will be there, or Tim or Mike will be there to answer questions. Of course, we've got some merchandise. We've got some pens and pencils and some different, bags and things like that that we can give away. And bring your questions. Absolutely. So we'll be there at the fair. Hope you stop by and see me and pick my brain and get some information. The other thing is we have a Facebook page. I try and post to that, at least a couple times a week. Most of the time it's, did you know kind of things, just trying to keep their minds occupied on recycling. But sometimes it's things like, can you believe this litter, so I do post some pictures and just, awareness. It does have a messenger attached to it. So if you've got a question and you don't want to post it to the page, you can message me on the Facebook page and I generally will get back to people pretty quickly, fairly quickly. But there's lots of ways to get in hold of me. Again, our phone number at the office is 740-575-4813. Or you can email me, TammyRogers@coshoctoncounty.net, or you can look up the website. I'm easy to get a hold of, basically.
All right. It's 6 minutes now till the top of the hour. We can still take another quick question or two if you give us a call. And got a little frog today. Back with Tammy Rogers and a miscellaneous question from earlier. And I know I've asked you this before. It has to do with illegal dump sites.
Okay.
We hear that in the sheriff's office on a somewhat regular basis. Are they illegal dump sites? Are those people that maybe put a couple of bags of trash on the side of the road, or are they typically larger than that?
It runs the gamut. And actually, I took a day and went out with Deputy Sihan. That was eye-opening. And, you know, because he runs the route, he knows Coshocton, he knows where the repeat offending places are. And we literally drove some of the back roads of Coshocton and checked some things out, found a couple of them. Then he reports that. Then Mike Carroll, of course, gets notified, and he can go kind of take care of that, clean that up. But we saw things like, you know, again, runs the gamut. It could just be where people just dumped a bunch of fast food stuff all over the place, or a trash bag, or it could be things like a sofa, a television set, you know, things that you just kind of scratch your head and go, you know, it probably took a lot of effort to haul this thing out here to throw it on the ground. But, you know, you can't. You never know about humans.
Well, what is the motivation for that? Is it not wanting to you know, pay for a trash service?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe not knowing what to do with an old TV?
And it could be that. Now, TVs are interesting. And yes, it does cost if you want to dispose of that television. Sometimes when you purchase a new TV, they will offer to take your old TV away. The same can be said about mattresses or furniture. That can be an option. But say you've just, you know, you've got an old recliner that was grandpa's and now it's yours and it's broken and you don't want it anymore and you don't really want to haul it and pay for it to be dumped, or maybe you just don't know what to do with it. Unfortunately, there are people that, you know, will say, hey, here's a little ravine in beautiful Coshocton County. Let me dump it there. And unfortunately, it happens. You know, that's one of my goals is, you know, for Coshocton to be litter free, but we all kind of have to do our part for that.
All right. It is 9:57. Just a couple of minutes left, Tammy. Anything else as far as what you do, contact information, resources people have for any things we've talked about today?
Not really. I think I covered everything. But there again, if there's something, you know, an odd or end that you're like, okay, I have this stuff. I have kind of a lot of this stuff. Let me know, because I, you know, luckily I do have some resources available where I can look up, like the gentleman with the oxygen tubing. I'm going to, you know, see if I can't figure out what we can do with this instead of, you know, throwing it in the trash and taking it to a landfill. If there's a way to recycle that or repurpose that, I'm going to try and find out.
Okay. That is Tammy right. Rogers from Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention. And thanks, as always, for being with us.
Thank you.
It is 3 minutes now till the top of the hour. We'll be back here in just a moment.
It's week 5 of the high school football season, and WTNS Radio's taking you to the game.
In motion, handoff. He's got the first down, breaks a tackle down. He may go in. He does. Touchdown.
Friday night's broadcast has Barnesville taking on the Riverview Black Bears. WTLS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7. Plus, we'll keep you updated on all the other area football games.
He jumps over the top and is into the end zone. Touchdown, Riverview.
You can hear all the action on FM 99.3 or online anywhere on the new MyWTNSRadio.com.
Handoff, bounces inside in for the touchdown. And did it easy. Just gave, put him in motion, hand inside, handoff, and he goes 5 yards for the Riverview touchdown.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi-enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, mainly clear, warm with lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then a partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Unseasonably warm, humid with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 50%. Partly sunny on Saturday, much cooler with highs around 70. And Sunday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 70s. It is currently 69 degrees in downtown Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock. Here's the news from the AP.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Republicans say it's time for the accuser to tell her story. Or not. Christine Blasey Ford is up against a fast-approaching deadline if she wants to testify against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, whom she says sexually assaulted her when both were teenagers. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on the Senate Judiciary Committee's ultimatum.
The GOP-led panel says it'll hold a Monday hearing, and Ford has until tomorrow morning to submit written documents if she plans to be there.
Really, this is an opportunity for Dr. Ford to be heard if she wants to take advantage of it.
Ford wants the FBI to investigate the allegation before she testifies, but John Cornyn and committee Republicans say that won't happen.
The witnesses don't get to control the committee process.
Kirsten Gillibrand and fellow Democrats say the panel's bullying Ford into appearing.
What they are forcing on her right now, I think, is inappropriate.
President Trump says Ford's allegation of the assault is hard to believe. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A student pilot's in custody after leaving his car running, hopping a fence, and boarding an empty American Airlines passenger jet at a Brevard County, Florida airport.
The subject is 26 years old. He was born in Trinidad and entered our country via Canada. He owns a Florida's driver's license.
Airport spokeswoman Lori Booker says police searched his car for explosives but found none. In France, far-right leader Marine Le Pen is refusing a court order to have a psychiatric exam after tweeting images of Islamic State group executions. She says dictatorships issue these kinds of orders to make opponents look like they're crazy. The European Union says key parts of Britain's Brexit plan won't work because it risks undermining the remaining 27 EU member nations. This is AP Radio News. It's that time again.
Health officials say now is the time to get your flu shot, and it's usually free. The Affordable Care Act requires insurers cover the flu shot without a copay, although some plans only cover vaccines given by doctors or at certain locations. For those uninsured, there are some free vaccine programs, and certain pharmacies offer discounts. A government program pays for shots for low-income children. The CDC says the last flu season killed 180 children. Julie Walker, New York.
Nissan is recalling some vehicles because of a fire risk and is advising people to park the vehicles outdoors in some cases. These are late model Murano, Maxima, and Pathfinder models, as well as the 2017 Infiniti QX60. An anti-lock brake pump can leak brake fluid onto a circuit board, causing an electrical short and increasing the fire risk. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 69 degrees in downtown Coshocton. Going to be a warm one today, mid-80s. I call that hot. National Weather Service calls it warm, so you be the judge. We're going to have some open phone lines towards the end of our program today, and we have some guests to speak with, several guests here from First Step to talk about a program that they have, an after-school mentoring program. And Vicki Laudick-Casey with us, and also Robin Snyder from First Step. And good morning, Robin. We'll start with you.
Okay, good morning.
So we're here to talk about the After School Mentoring Program, which this is going into our fourth year with First Step. The first 2 years it was funded by the Community Connectors Grant, which came out of Governor Kasich's office. The last 2 years has been private funding that we've gotten money from Job and Family Services, McWayne Ducktall, AK Steel, Kiwanis, and Walmart. So they have been big supports now of our program starting into our fourth year. We are here to talk about mentoring because we are seeking mentors. We are at Riverview, Ridgewood, and Coshocton schools, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. We will start the program on Tuesday, October 9th. That is at Ridgewood Middle School from 3 to 4:30. Tuesday, the 10th of October, will be at Riverview Junior High from 3 to 4:30. And then Thursday, October 11th, is from 3 to 4:15 at Coshocton High School.
I was going to ask, what is the nature of the mentoring, if you or any of the others like to tackle that one?
Well, then, Jess, do you want to talk about it?
Basically, we just have local people from around the community come in. We have Tammy Rogers, who was just on, and she comes and talks about the recycling and the worm thing she does. We have a bunch of other people come in from the community to talk to the kids. But the first half hour or so, we spend talking to the kids. The mentors and the kids get a chance to talk together and have a snack and whatever. And then we start up with our program.
So is the program, is it does it deal with domestic violence, or clearly there's more to it than just that?
The students, I should say, that are referred to us are children that live, could be living in domestic violence. They're in the foster care system, in with the juvenile system, are at risk for not graduating high school. So it's having that concept of one caring adult reaching out and being there for that student just because they want to, not because, like Vicki has said in the past, because they are choosing to be there on their own time.
Okay, and about how many mentors are there? How large of a program is this, or about how many kids would you estimate you served?
I'm saying we've served in the three school districts about 40 kids. And we've got about 20 mentors right now.
And did you say 4 years, the program?
This will be our fourth year.
Fourth year. So have you been able to get feedback as to the impact that the program's had?
Yeah, especially, the mentors will be able to share their impact that they've had with the students. But we can see students have said, their self-esteem has become greater, that they've become more sociable. And parents have even told us that with their children.
Well, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk to a couple of the mentors. So we have Sue Ellen Houston and Marjorie Groff here in the studio with us. We'll be back right after these words.
There's a snap. Handoff goes to the left side. He's got some running room. He's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown. Nice call by the general.
The high school football season is underway. Hi, everybody. This is Casey Claxon, along with WTNS Sports Director Tom Thompson.
Join us each week with Steve Corries for Talking Football, a weekly gridiron preview for Coshocton, Riverview, and Ridgewood, sponsored by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Talking Football is a special video program that can be seen each week on the Internet, through social media, and the new MyWTNSRadio.com website.
And we'll also air a radio-only edition of Talking Football each Thursday and Friday right here on WTNS as we preview the upcoming games for the Redskins, Black Bears, and Generals.
So join us each week for Talking Football, sponsored by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
The throw, looking, goes down the middle. That's going to be picked off. Ridgewood with the ball, and he's going to down to the five. He's going into the end zone. Touchdown, Ridgewood.
Check out the WTNS Facebook and Twitter each week for a new Talking Football video.
No other garage door opener opens your world like a LiftMaster. What other garage door opener sends an alert to your smartphone if you forgot to close it? And gives you the ability to close it from anywhere, anytime with MyQ technology. And has battery backup so you can get in even when the power's out. Only a professionally installed LiftMaster.
In this area, call J&R Door at 623-2782 or stop in their showroom, 89 Vine Street in Coshocton.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation is an integrated medical facility specializing in sports medicine, physical and massage therapy, chiropractic care, and physical medicine. Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation, 112 Chestnut Street, 740-291-8100.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by TMK Bakersville and TMK Valley Propane.
National Safety Council reminds parents on farms and ranches that chemicals and kids are a deadly combination. Keep pesticides and other toxins away from youngsters. Remind them that chemical storage areas are off limits and not play areas. And after using toxic chemicals, immediately clean and dispose the containers. Remember, a poisoning can occur in the time it takes to turn your back.
It is 10 minutes after 10 o'clock. Some open phone lines here in just a little bit. We are back once again with the folks from First Step talking about their after-school mentoring programs. And let's meet some of the mentors. Sue Ellen Husted is alongside. Good morning, Sue Ellen.
Hi, Mike.
And how long have you been a mentor for the program?
This will be my fourth year. I started out in the beginning with seventh graders.
What was your inspiration to get involved?
I heard it on WTNS radio.
And I thought, obviously thought it was a valuable program.
Yes, and I thought, gosh, that sounds like maybe something I'd like to do. And I wrote down the phone number and called, and here I am.
And here we are. Okay, so do you still work with seventh graders then?
We have followed them from the seventh, picked up our seventh grade kiddos, eighth, and then last year they were freshmen. And now I don't know how we'll do it this year, but have a feeling maybe we'll go back to the pick up seventh graders again, right? Whatever. I'm there. I'm there for them. I love it.
Share a little bit what you do with the kids.
I don't know who gets these speakers, but that's a big part of the hour and a half. Of course, they have a nice snack, and they have a time to kind of be with each other, you know, kind of talk about what they've done during the day, and that's a good time for us as mentors to be listening and see how they might be that day, because that's the mood, you know, we want to pick up on their mood. And then these speakers come in, and I have a couple of them written down because I knew I'd never remember them. We have an exercise guy who comes and talks to him about being, tell me if I'm talking too much.
You're doing fine.
My husband
says,
want. I asked my husband if I'm talking too loud, and he says, no, just too much. Anyway.
You're doing great.
A fellow who comes to talk about exercise and how if you're a teenager or a 13-year-old, you might get thinking about maybe taking a drug or something to make you help relax. Well, you don't have to do that. He shows you these exercises you can do. And I went home and did the exercises. And then there's Ohio Needs Jobs, right? And that's great. She comes and talks about education and what kind of education you need. Maybe you want to go in the service. And they can ask her all kinds of questions. And this is, then Mindy comes with her Christmas cards. We all make Christmas cards at Christmas time. We love that. Kids just love that. And then Katie Bakes came once and brought little round cookies she had baked. Looked like 10,000 of them. And we all made our own emojis. And I learned what an emoji was. Anyway, these programs, as I say, are so much of the program. And it's fun to, as I've gotten better at it, it's fun to watch the expression on the students' faces, and you can just about tell which ones they're interested in and which ones they like. They look back again at the speaker, and they might even take a note or two, and I think, oh, man, that's great. And hopefully, as mentors, right, Marge, the way we conduct ourselves while we're with them might be it's a mentoring thing. They can look at us and think, you know, I kind of like the way these people look. Maybe they're not so bad. Maybe not all adults are bad. And we might be a, what is that word? What do I want? Anyway.
Role model.
A role model. Thank you, whoever that was. And they might kind of have a look at real life by observing us, you know, grown-up life. And I would recommend this to anybody who thinks they'd like to, maybe a retired school teacher. I know the early part of my work time was spent with preschoolers, And I watch these guys, and they're just a few years removed from preschoolers. And they're wonderful. I recommend it to anybody who to come and visit us at a meeting. Come and listen to one of our speakers and see if it's for you.
Well, and getting the idea for you, it's been personally rewarding, not just for the kids, but for yourself as well.
Oh, yeah, Mike. Oh, gosh, ask my husband. I just look forward to that. If you're not going to be there 1 year, we went away for 2 weeks. If you're not going to be there, you need to tell them where you're going to be, when you'll be back. You need to be consistent. And you need to be not judgmental. You're not in there to cure anything. You're just in there to lend a helping hand and kind of be somebody they can refer to.
What are some of the things that you've seen? You've been working with a lot of the same kids now for several years. What kind of feedback have you gotten on the impact of what you do or what this program does?
Well, I'll never forget the first year. I was there. I had this little girl. And, of course, really, we were really all getting our feet wet. Tell me if I'm going too long, okay? We were getting our feet wet. And I was this little girl who was my mentee. She was very standoffish with me and very sort of smarty. And I thought, now, you know, how can I get her to work in here? We had some sort of a little activity where we wrote our names down or something, and she looked at my name, and my name is spelled all one word, S-U-E-L-L-E-N, and she went, that's my, I'm not going to say who it was, mm-hmm. name. And she looked at me like there it was. And from then on, when I would walk in that door, wherever she was in that room, and she was very exuberant, and she would run toward me with her arms up, and grab me and hug me. And now hugging is not a big part of this. You don't want to grab kids and be hugging on them. But she would hug me every single time. And I'd hug back a little bit. I thought, I may. And then she'd always sit by me. And we'd always talk about my name. Oh, you spell your name just like so-and-so. And that's one thing that I thought was a breakthrough. Is that what you meant?
Yeah. Just a little thing like that can make a big difference.
Yeah, I think about that sometimes.
Well, what else, and you're not talking too much, what else, anything else that you'd like to share with us about the program or maybe people that might be inspired to find out more?
Okay, just so you remember that if you would like to do it and you come and watch us for a while and see a program, you're not there to change them. You're not there to make them your little friend. You're there just to lend a helping hand. Kind of look at them and see what's going on with them. And their days aren't always good. There are days when they come in and you can tell they've had a hard day. Maybe a hard time at home, you know, sometimes, not always. But you're not there to change them. You might help them to figure out what they could be capable of, especially when that lady comes from, help me, Jess, Ohio Needs Jobs?
Yes.
Yeah. If they would ask you about that, that's your chance to maybe tell them what you know about Ohio Needs Jobs and what you did. Well, not unless they ask. That's one thing you got to remember is you let them lead. They will lead you, and you'll figure out what it is they're trying to ask you after a while. Keep your ears open. You know, keep your senses open to their needs and what they... Why they're there.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us today and sharing your experiences. That is Sue Ellen Houston, also another one of the mentors with us this morning, Marjorie Groff. Good morning, Marjorie.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. And thank you for being with us today. Now, you're with the program from the very beginning as well?
Yes, I have been.
And so what groups of kids have you worked with?
I work with the Riverview kids, and we have multi-ages in that group.
Well, I'll ask you a lot of the same things that I asked Sue Ellen. First of all, what was your inspiration to getting involved with this program?
Well, I've known Vicki for longer than I care to admit. It makes me feel old. But I foster parented for about a year. And you learn a lot from dealing with just one child and the things they've gone through. And some of these children are easy for me to just talk to because of that. And... the kids are fairly open with me. I just let them say whatever they want to about whatever. And they have asked me, what did you used to do? You remind me of my grandma. and things like that. And having worked for the newspaper, they found that fascinating. You make up your own stories. I said, well, you shouldn't, you know. But things like that they were interested in. But I was surprised at the boys. They were so careful, like I was fragile. And they had to lay on the ground one day and do exercises. And they put my mat down, and the boy said, you just stay there. We'll help you up later. Things like this, and it was funny. And if you can laugh with them, that gets you across a lot of situations. And let them just be them.
How often do you meet?
We meet once a week.
Mm-hmm.
From, what is it, 3:15 to 4:30, or 4:15, 3:30 to 4:15.
Now, do you have any stories or any experiences like Sue Ellen did about some of the feedback that you've gotten that that you felt to yourself that, hey, you know, this is making an impact on these kids?
Yes, but I'm a little more guarded, perhaps. I let them lead me wherever they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I had this one girl, and she was upset if she didn't get to sit beside me every time. And so we always tried to work that out real well. But she dropped out of the program later on, and I would love to know how she's doing, but you don't ask, you know. But another one will come along, and you can work with them. But the children are very, I think they're very warm and friendly, because if you walk in with drinks or a snack, they'll come running up to hug you, and you can't turn them away because that would offend them and hurt their feelings. And so I don't. I haven't been bawled out yet for it, but I can't do that. I just can't, you know, don't do that to me. And the boys, and we seem to have more boys sometimes than girls, which is surprising in a way. But they're very polite. So they've had some good, either the teachers have taught them or somebody has. But I find that they are very warm and very polite to me. And I've never had a confrontation with any of them, and they're funny. For example, can I tell them about the diaper thing?
Okay.
They brought in Pampers one time from newborns up, and they were supposed to guess how much water each one would hold before they started filling the Pamper with water. And it was funny, and it was amazing, and they were so astounded how much water you could get in a size 2-year-old Pamper.
I gotta ask, how much water can you get into one?
More than I thought.
Okay, that's what they're for. Well, what else, Marjorie, would you like to share with us, or anybody that's listening right now says, you know what, this sounds like a valuable program, I'd like to be a part of it.
It is a valuable program, and if you have any love for children at all, I would urge you to do it. Because they are so grateful. They don't have to say it in words. You can tell by their attitude that they're glad you came. We had the coach from Muskingum University, the basketball coach, came, and that just thrilled them, the girls and the boys. And he shot a few baskets, but then he had a game. It was like Pokemon. And they went around on the lines, and you had to have the ball, I believe, to keep moving over the basketball court. And we watched. And the kids just appreciate that so much. And it's teamwork. There's a number of things involved in that. And that was just one example. We've had other guest speakers. Now, I backed off and sat down when the guy brought his snakes in.
I don't blame you.
But I think every one of the young people held a snake.
Mm-hmm.
All the snakes, big snakes, little snakes. And I thought, no snakes is good.
Me too. Well, Marjorie, thank you for being here with us today and sharing your story. And one more mentor to speak with this morning, and it is our own Ken Smales. Morning, Ken.
Good morning.
We worked together for over 2 decades, well over, and I'm always learning new things about you. When did you get involved in the program?
Same thing. I've been there since the beginning.
And so talk a little bit about your experiences, why you got involved, and how it's going for you.
Well, I guess the first thing that comes to mind is Marjorie was talking about Blathmack that brought his snakes in, and we think about the concept of fear. I think when it comes to mentoring, there's some misconception, you know, from a community perspective and maybe a lot of fear of wanting to get involved in, you know, why you shouldn't or why you think you don't want to. And so I think, you know, part of my message would be that, you know, there is nothing to fear about it. As you've heard them talk here a little bit, you know, kind of the concept of how it's organized, you know, we're just there to listen and to be a positive influence in someone's life, because not everybody has that, whether it's, you know, family life or, you know, groups of friends or lack of friends, you know. So it really is just a matter of listening and being there. And I think all of us as mentors would say, you know, we get as much out of it as what the kids do. I mean, I have learned a lot. As they've talked about some of the different speakers, I mean, you can tell it's very diverse. You know, I mean, one day we might be doing a craft. The next day we might be doing yoga. The next day we might be talking about history. So there is always something to learn, and that diversity, I really enjoy that. It's not the same thing week to week.
Have you had experiences, maybe seeing something in the life of one of the kids where you feel that the program has made an impact, a positive impact on them?
I think the thing that comes to mind for me is, you know, seeing how the kids become more outgoing. And, you know, an example of that, I mean, just to get to know what their plans or their goals are, whether it's during school or after school. And it's interesting that, I mean, again, over 4 years now that, you know, some of those plans have changed. You know, maybe I don't want to be a computer gamer anymore. Maybe I want to be something else, you know. So it's kind of neat to hear them talk about what their plans are. And, of course, you know, through this program then, whether it's the speakers or just in the getting to know us, you know, can be a part of that, encourage them, you know, well, have you ever thought about, if you wanted to be an engineer, have you ever thought about math and how important math is and what you should do while you're still in school, that sort of thing.
All right. And so what would you say if there are people that are considering it right now? You already mentioned the fear, and that can be a barrier. Anything else, any other message for those that are considering being a volunteer?
Well, so as you've picked up from this, this is very much done in a group setting. So it's not the traditional one-on-one type of mentoring that we would know from a lot of different programs. So, again, I think that helps because you're not there alone with a child. It's all done in a classroom setting, and the presenters come in. I've had the opportunity each year to present as well. We've talked about history, the Indians, we've done History Jeopardy, and this past year we really got kind of hands-on, and we did an old 1950s radio show off of a Superman script that we had, and so that was kind of fun. So, you know, it's neat for me because even though the mentoring part I'm involved up at Riverview, I'm able to see in all three schools. And each one of them, from a school perspective, has just a different personality with that group. And unless you're a presenter or, you know, with First Step where you see that from school to school, you maybe wouldn't realize. And then I see it's a positive thing. I mean, just it's just different. And then the other thought that would come to mind is, you know, the kids have challenges in their lives, but I've come to, I mean, there isn't one of them that just at the core basis isn't smart. You know, I mean, I have learned so much. I've learned more about, you know, computer gaming and things that, you know, I think I'm in the know of. And what's that term? What are you talking about? You know? So again, that's really good. We all learn from it, not just the kids.
Anything else you'd like to touch on before we wrap up here, Ken?
I think we've kind of hit the highlights, but you know, if you know, as I think again about just the traditional sense of mentoring, I mean, I think Vicki and Jess and everybody, you know, would confirm this. I mean, and even there was some radio PSAs I remember one time that kind of brought this point home. You know, it really doesn't matter who you are from the standpoint, you know, whether you have had experience raising kids or whether you're a grandmother or a grandfather or, you know, that sort of thing. It doesn't matter. Just to take the time to be with a kid, to listen, to encourage. That's the bottom line of what it's all about.
Thank you for being with us as well. That is Ken Smales, along with Sue Ellen Husted and Marjorie Groff, three of the mentors for the First Step After School Mentoring Program. We'll take a break and be back with the folks from First Step right after these words.
After an illness or surgery, oftentimes a doctor will recommend a short-term stay in an extended care facility or some outpatient therapy. Hi, this is Brittany Murphy with Riverside Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Newcomerstown. Our therapy facility allows our staff to provide both inpatient and outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapy. We have private rooms for short-term and long-term nursing care. If you'd like more information on any of these services or to schedule a tour, call me, Brittany Murphy, at 740-498-5165 or visit our website at riversidemanor.com.
Noah and Michelle here for Dean's Jewelry. You know that old cozy flannel shirt that your granddad gave you? Yeah, the one that's back in style.
It seems what goes around comes around. Well, the same can be said for jewelry. The styles of the roaring 20s, 40s, 50s, and hippie year 60s are being seen on fingers, necks, and wrists everywhere.
So where do you find the best selection of vintage and estate jewelry? At Dean's Jewelry. While we always have a great selection of estate pieces, for 2 days only, we'll have a special massive inventory. September 25th and 26th in Mount Vernon and the 27th and 28th in Coshocton.
This particular collection has some very rare and beautiful previously loved pieces that you just won't see every day. If you have vintage jewelry or something you don't wear anymore, bring it in and see what it may be worth. Trade it in towards something new.
See an expanded selection at Dean's Jewelry's estate event. September 25th and 26th in Mount Vernon and the 27th and 28th in Coshocton.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by RAM 5-Point Auto Sales, where your driving dreams come true.
Kids may love to explore the farm from pillar to post, but climbing can be a dangerous activity, especially around equipment and buildings. Remind children not to play around equipment. A curious child may find equipment left in gear with the keys in the ignition. Also warn young adventurous kids about the risk of climbing a silo. The National Safety Council reminds you that kids can play safely in designated areas on the farm without climbing into trouble.
It is 10:31. We're going to have open phone lines here in just a few moments, and we'll get to the sports update as well. And we are back around once again with Vicki Laudick-Casey from First Step. And good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Mike.
Okay. And now, this program, what was the circumstances or back 4 years plus ago that this program came into being?
Right. What happened is Governor Casey came out with this funding that to reach out to children mentoring programs, felt that there was a need due to his life. He had lost his parents at an early age, and there was a neighbor, I believe, who said, you can do anything, and how much that individual meant to him. So it really came from Governor Kasich's office, and the focus was on children who were at risk of not graduating from school. There was poverty, and then we also added children living in domestic violence. But it's really for any child who may need that support and encouragement, to have that one caring adult who reaches out. And that's really what it's about. It's about being there. The mentor comes an hour and a half. There's no outside contact, and there's various reasons for that, unfortunately. But it's just at that time, and that it could be one-on-one or it could be two children and one mentor, depending on the numbers. And just giving that time and listening to the child, encouraging, finding the positive in children. We don't have a tendency to do that one-on-one. So, you know, just that value and encouragement and listening. And again, like the mentor said, it's being non-judgmental. It's not about fixing them. They're not broken. They live a different life. And so, you know, years ago, I was the director of Big Brothers Big Sisters for many years. And we know that it does make a difference. Maybe not at that time, because a child does not always have a lot of control in their life during situations. But they're teaching them lifelong experiences. That when I become an adult, I can make these choices. You know, I have these role models in my life. And they can have wonderful role models as parents, as teachers. But this is someone who's, again, choosing to take the time. I don't have to. What a wonderful gift, the gift of time. I don't think we can put a dollar value on that and what can happen from that. And we've seen it as we've talked about We're in our fourth year. And when it was first established, it was 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. Well, we are adding new students every year. It's the way it was. We started with first 7, and now the 9th, and now into 10th. The 10th graders, which is so awesome, want to come back and mentor 7th graders. So, and that's what we're doing. So children who have completed the 3 years are coming back, and with a mentor, an adult mentor, will kind of be a role model. You know, we'll mentor a child as well, and then they will too, but we'll be together with it. And if there's nothing else that talks about the success of this program, that's it. That meant enough to them that they're willing to take an hour and a half of their time, being sophomores, to come and make a difference in a child's life. I mean, to me, that's just awesome. So,
and you are looking for more mentors.
We are. We need more mentors, and basically contact our office at 622-8504. And they need to come in, we need to interview them, and then, of course, we have to do a background check, those things that we have to do when anyone's working with children. We do some trainings about setting boundaries, things like that. That's important. But basically, it's coming and being a part of this child's life or children's life for an hour and a half a week throughout the school year. It's a great opportunity. I'm a mentor. Of course, I work at First Step, but I mentor at one of the schools. And just to tell you a little story, I always tell this story about one young person who came in, who is now going in as a sophomore, kind of came in and says, you know, these are my words, you know, I'm from the dark side. You know, you're not going to like my music, and you're not going to like, you know, I'm going to wear black and all this. And the mentor was awesome because the mentor said to him, okay, that's fine. Let me hear your music. I'm going to download it. And then, which the mentor did, and came back and asked the child, well, help me understand it. And from that time on, that relationship built and built and built. And I will tell you, the last time that I saw this mentee, what the goals were, I have goals. I mean, it was a young man. He's wearing a suit and tie, or a shirt and tie. He's going for a job interview. He wasn't wearing the black, you know, t-shirts, and he has a goal. He has goals to do with his life, and it's multiple things, but I do believe that mentor will be forever in his heart, and I think forever in the choices that he's made from here on in. I just you saw the change right before your eyes, and we really appreciate the mentors who do that. You know, the three individuals that were here today, thank you. I mean, they will never know what they've done for the children that they've provided the service to. And it will happen.
The commitment is an hour and a half a week.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And I think that the mentors illustrated very well the impact that they can have. Once again, Vicki, if somebody does want to get involved, or maybe they have questions, what do they do?
Call the office, ask for Jess or Robin, or you can ask for myself. We are going to have a training on Tuesday evening at our office at 200 Main Street, which is where First Step is right now, beside People's Bank, and at 6:30. So if you come on in, again, we can do applications and you know, just talk with us about it. Reaching out and being that one person will make such a difference.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Vicki.
We appreciate it very much.
Vicki Laudick-Casey. From First Step. Again, it's the after-school mentoring program. We're going to have open phone lines from here on out, 740-622-1560. Right now, let's get our sports update from NBC.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stash. There were 5 shutouts tossed last night. Astros only 5 hits off 7 different Seattle pitchers. Mariners won 9-0. Robbie Cano, 3 hits, 3 RBIs. Angels held the 4 singles versus Brett Anderson in the Oakland bullpen. The A's won 10-0. Steven Piscotty, a 3-run homer and a 2-run double. Mets held the 6 singles, lost 4-0 at Philadelphia and Zach Elfin. In Milwaukee, the Reds had only 2 hits off the new Brewer, Gio Gonzalez. Milwaukee winning 7-0. Jesus Aguilar, a 3-run homer off Matt Harvey, his 33rd of the year. And the Cubs only had 1 hit off Robbie Ray in the Arizona bullpen. Diamondbacks a 9-0 rout. Christian Walker, a 3-run homer in the first off Cole Hamels. Is your home protected from the threat of smoke and carbon monoxide this football season? Install First Alert smoke and carbon monoxide alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home today.
Guys, let's be real. When you look good, you feel good. At the JCPenney wardrobe sale, you can get 50% off select men's suits, separate sport coats, dress pants, and accessories. Plus, select dress shirts, buy one, get one free. Raise your game with Collection by Michael Strahan. All the right looks to take your style to the next level. Also, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or extra 15% off with any other method of payment. Hurry in. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Pricing and coupon valid 9/13 and 9/23. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for coupon details.
I used to have a sweet tooth. Had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Find the place that you can call home with help from OFA. The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance, lower interest rates, and more to help Ohioans purchase the homes of their dreams. OFA also funds the development of affordable housing across the state to help families, seniors, and individuals find safe, quality housing. For more information on how OFA can help you, visit our website at www.ohiohome.org. Sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency, aired by the OAB and this station.
I was never asking for it.
If you're a survivor of sexual violence, it's safe to say it. Because the Ohio Sexual Violence Helpline is here. We help empower survivors with emotional support and local resources. Call us at 844-OHIO-HELP for 24/7 confidential support. We can help the healing begin today.
He took a lot from me, but he didn't take my voice.
Know someone that has been looking for just the right place to hang their hat? Lafayette Mills Apartments in West Lafayette is currently accepting applications for our 2 and 3 bedroom townhomes. We are close to schools, the library, and downtown West Lafayette. We offer 24-hour emergency maintenance, all major appliances, patios, storage sheds, plus so much more. Lafayette Mills has an income guideline. However, we are not income-based, but we do accept housing choice vouchers. Please call 740-545-9705. These won't last long, and if you mention this ad, we'll waive the application fee. Lafayette Mills is an equal housing opportunity.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Sheila Shingleton with Carroll Goff & Associates.
The National Safety Council reminds parents on farms and ranches that chemicals and kids are a deadly combination. Keep pesticides and other toxins away from youngsters. Remind them that chemical storage areas are off limits and do not play in them areas. And after using toxic chemicals, immediately clean and dispose of the containers. Reminder, a poisoning can occur in the time it takes to turn your back.
Did you know 211 is available in Coshocton County? What is 211? It's the free phone number to dial to reach the Information and Referral Center for services available in Coshocton County. Phones are answered by trained professionals any time of day or night, 365 days a year, connecting you to all the assistance available here in our county. If you don't know where to turn, call 211.
Heart disease is the most common cause of death for both men and women. At Coshocton Regional Medical Center, we are increasing your odds of survival from a heart event by making enhancements that have proudly earned us Chest Pain Center accreditation from the American College of Cardiology. We have been recognized for the implementation of processes and protocols that meet or exceed national standards for early heart attack and chest pain care. As an accredited hospital, we use the best methods and practices in heart care to ensure that you receive the right care at the right time to minimize heart damage and begin your journey to healing. If you suspect you're having a heart attack, we urge you to call 911. EMS will start the protocols that can help ER doctors like me, Dr. Joseph Lau, save your heart and your life.
It's time to get your tickets to this year's Y-City Gun Fest being held Saturday, October 6th at the Muskingum County Fairgrounds. Gates open at noon, and just $50 buys you a chance to win one of the dozen prizes awarded each hour from 2 to 8 p.m., including cash, firearms, and the reserve grand prize of a new Honda Camo TRX 500 ATV. Your ticket also enters you into the grand prize drawing of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Delicious food is included with your ticket, as is live entertainment from Black Hand Hooch and Hunter Lee Pie. And did we mention that ice-cold beer is only a buck? That's the Y City Gun Fest, Saturday, October 6th, at the Muskingum County Fairgrounds. Get your tickets today. Visit ycitygunfest.com or call 740-221-0183.
Schneider is proud to announce expanded driving opportunities in our van truckload division throughout the country. Plus, we've announced multiple 2018 pay increases and new 2018 equipment for maximum driver comfort. Team drivers get the most miles and can earn up to $88,000 per year each. Solo drivers can choose over the road or regional configurations, each with multiple home time options. Explore all driving jobs near you and apply to join Schneider's van truckload division at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
I thought they were a friend until they attacked me.
If you're a survivor of sexual violence, it's safe to say it. Because the Ohio Sexual Violence Helpline is here. We help empower survivors with emotional support and local resources. Call us at 844-OHIO-HELP for 24/7 confidential support. We can help the healing begin today.
They took a lot from me, but they didn't take my voice.
Looking for a clean pre-owned vehicle? Come to Lock 20 Auto Sales in New Cumberstown. Check out our inventory at lock20auto.com or call me, Jeff Westfall, at 740-498-8811. Now here's the weather.
Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, mainly clear, warm with lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Unseasonably warm tomorrow. It's going to be humid as well with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Chance of rain, 50%. Right now it is 74 degrees in Coshocton. And we have a little sliver of open phone lines today. So if there's something that you'd like to chat about, you can give me a call. A couple of announcements to pass along. Coshocton freshman football game tonight at home versus Garaway has been canceled. Also, the city fire department is checking fire hydrants today east of 9th Street and north of Walnut Street. Let's take a look at this date in history. This is the wrong today in history. That's what this is. So we'll be back right after this.
You're a mom who happily puts her kids to bed and selflessly puts them before yourself. You give them your best and offer support. Paramount Advantage thinks you deserve the same. So choose Paramount Advantage Medicaid. You'll have access to excellent eye doctors and ear doctors, and your kids will get to see the pediatricians with the good stickers. All you need is a little advantage. Visit ParamountAdvantage.org.
We see that the ag industry is changing, and we know you already have enough surprises to deal with. So we thought you'd like a heads up. We're building a new NK Seeds. Mark your calendars. 2019 is a new day.
And this new day could also mean a premium for every bushel. How? By growing Enogen corn and contracting with your local ethanol plant. Ethanol plants run more efficiently. You reap the rewards. Talk to your NK retailer today or visit Enogen.com.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by White Eyes Carryout Pizza and Fuel Stop.
Service and maintenance tasks can often lead to serious injury. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield with this Farm Safety and Health Week message. Making sure your farm shop is organized could prevent an accident. Make sure tools are secured so they will not fall on someone. The National Education Center for Agricultural Safety suggests you keep guards and shields in place on power equipment and use tools for the purpose for which they were intended. Make sure your shop is well lit. Keep flammable liquids out of the shop area. Wear the appropriate personal protective gear for the task.
Whether that gear is leather gloves, earplugs, safety glasses, face shields, protective aprons, steel-toed boots, or a respirator. Lock chemicals in a secure cabinet and make sure you have an appropriate and operable fire extinguisher and fully supplied first aid kit available. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.
It is 10:49. Again, we can take a phone call or two if you give me a call right now. And a few tidbits on this date in entertainment history. It was on September the 20th, 1964. The Beatles completed their first official U.S. tour by performing a benefit concert, and the band also made another appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. In 1966, George Harrison traveled to India for his first meeting with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. In 1970, Jim Morrison of the Doors was found guilty of indecent exposure and use of profanity in connection with a concert in Miami in 1969. He was found innocent of lewdness and public drunkenness. The guilty verdicts were appealed, but Morrison died before the case was resolved. Part of that was use of profanity. A lot of today's music is laden with profanity. Moving on, in 1963, singer Jim Croce and five others were killed when their plane crashed after takeoff. Croce was on his way to a concert in Texas. He was 30 years old. In 1975, the Bay City Rollers were the first musical guests of Howard Cosell's short-lived Saturday Night Variety Show. I don't remember that, but Howard Cosell and the Bay City Rollers seems like a very odd combination. Also in 1975, Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run album was released. In 1976, the Captain and Tennille's music variety show premiered on ABC. I do remember that one. In 1984, The Cosby Show, starring Bill Cosby, debuted on NBC. In 1986, Matlock, starring Andy Griffith, premiered on NBC. On this date in 2003, musician Melissa Etheridge and actress Tammy Lynn Michaels held a commitment ceremony. They have since split up. In 2005, J.D. Fortune of Toronto was chosen as the new singer for INXS on the CBS reality show Rockstar INXS. Today's birthdays, actress Sophia Loren turns 84. Bassist Chuck Pinozzo of Styx turns 70 today. Jazz guitarist Peter White is 64. Actor Gary Cole, 62 years old today. Singers Gunnar and Matthew Nelson of the group duo Nelson, 51 years old today. They are Ricky Nelson's sons. Bassist Ben Shepherd of Soundgarden turns 50 today. Actor Charlie Weber is 40 years old today. Drummer Rick Wolstenholme of Lifehouse turns 39 today. And Malachi Kirby is 29 years old today. 10:52 is the time, and I can still take a quick phone call if you call 740-622-1560 right now.
With an independent insurance agent, you can be sure that you're getting the right coverage at the right price. At the Jacobs Fannin Agency, it's all about relationships. We work one-on-one with you to make sure your auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we work with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. We know that you can trust Ohio Mutual to protect what matters most to you and your family. Once you see how Ohio Mutual cares for your needs, you'll trust them as well. This is David Fitch. Give me a call at 740-622-1796. I can recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Signature Wraps Collection. How would you like it?
I'll take a rallying cry, please.
Coming right up.
Crusaders of flavor, ahead lies the Signature Wraps Collection. The bold and meaty trio of
of buffalo chicken, turkey italiano, and chipotle southwest steak and cheese. Let not your taste buds be intimidated. For tonight, their sauce will be on your napkins. Go forth to Subway and make it what you want. Limited time at participating shops.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State returns home this week as they welcome in Tulane.
Haskins the snap, back to pass. Cox's arm, fires middle of the field.
Yeah!
Touchdown, Saunders! C.J. Saunders catches a strike from Dwayne Haskins, 28 yards. Dwayne Haskins gets the snap, feeds Dobbins. Dobbins into the end zone for the Ohio State touchdown, J.K. Dobbins.
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 2 p.m.
This Ion weather forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body. Our ASE-certified technicians at H&H Auto Body can repair or restore any make vehicle backed with our written lifetime warranty, honesty, and integrity. H&H Auto Body. Why go anywhere else?
Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, mainly clear, warm with lows in the upper 60s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, unseasonably warm and humid tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 50%. 5 minutes till the top of the hour. Oddball story from Stuart, Florida. Being in touch with nature is one thing, but gardening, au naturel, is quite another for some neighbors of a Florida man who's been doing yard work in the nude. The miffed residents tell news outlets they've called the Martin County Sheriff's Office, but the man continues to do yard work naked. Sheriff William Snyder tells WFTV he believes the man's refusal to wear clothes has breached two statuses, lewd and lascivious behavior, and breach of peace. He says authorities will begin taking statements from neighbors. Neighbor Melissa Nye tells WPBF the man was bent over winding up a garden hose on Sunday evening when she put the trash out. Neighbor Amy Canterbury says she's just taught her six kids to look the other way if the neighbor is naked. And no word on whether any of these people have asked him to put on some clothes, but he continues to do yard work in the nude. Can't get enough of it. It is 4 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll be back right after this.
It's week five of the high school football season, and WTNS Radio's taking you to the game.
In motion, handoff. He's got the first down, breaks a tackle down. He may go in. He does. Touchdown.
Friday night's broadcast has Barnesville taking on the Riverview Black Bears. WTNS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7. Plus, we'll keep you updated on all the other area football games.
He jumps over the top and is into the end zone. Touchdown, Riverview.
You can hear all the action on FM 99.3. or online anywhere on the new MyWTNSRadio.com.
Handoff, pounces inside, in for the touchdown. And did it easy. Just gave, put him in motion, hand inside, handoff, and he goes 5 yards for the Riverview touchdown.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
Well, it is 10:57, and we'll leave you with this today. This from Dover, Delaware. Motor vehicles officials in Delaware apparently decided if you can't beat them, join them. The agency has established what it calls safe selfie zones at its four locations. The areas let people who have just gotten their driver's license to take selfies, announcing that they have joined the ranks of licensed drivers without divulging their personal details. WBOC-TV reports the zones feature a selfie-friendly bright backup where people can take photos to share in messages, emails, and on social media. The top of the backdrop reads, "Look who's driving now." Last year, Delaware issued around 36,500 new licenses to minors and adults, and you knew a few of those kids took their driver's license with their social security number on it and driver's license number and all the personal information and took a selfie and posted it to social media. So perhaps they are combating the divulging all that personal information. It is 10:58. We'll be back one more time right after this.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
That wraps up today's Communication Alliance program, and thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow. I thank Tammy Rogers from Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention for joining us the first hour. Also, thanks to Vicki Loddick-Casey and Robin Snyder and the folks from the First Step After School Mentoring Program for sharing a little bit with us about that program and how it works.